Hello, you're listening to Looncast, and I'm Ben Thorpe.
I'm Evan McAlonis.
I'm Shira Kresh.
And I'm Philip Russell. As you may or may not know, to kick off this first season of the Looncast, we spent a whole month on the road. We traveled approximately 8,000 miles around the continental U.S. collecting stories and interviews for the podcast. But as you can imagine, we had a whole lot of other experiences that we wanted to share with you.
So in between our full-length podcasts about death and belief, you can find episodes like the one you're listening to right now called After Hours.
Psst. What are you listening to?
You are listening
to the Looncast.
So last time we told you about a weird camping experience we had in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota.
All night while we were trying to sleep, men were shuffling around our tents, and two guys were even installing an air conditioner in a trailer at night. But luckily, we were still alive when we woke up in the morning, and we got the fuck out of there.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And if you listen to that episode, you'd know we made it out of there safe and alive. We were feeling pretty great to be out of that place, and we continued down the road. Miles and miles of corn surrounded us for hours. It felt like driving on a treadmill.
Until finally,
we got to Montana.
Woo!
So now that we were creeping closer back to civilization and somewhat towards like a 3G range, we checked our official Looncast email account.
You've got mail.
Ooh, fan mail?
Yeah, not quite. The subject read, In Search of the Truth, capital T-R-U-T-H. And the letter read like this. You guys, be very careful. You are getting into the occult, Satanism, demonic world. Are you too young to remember the movie The Exorcist? Well, to refresh your memory, it was based upon a true story and the manner in which the dark side, the devil, the prince of light...
Okay, so he's saying that by making this podcast, we're putting ourselves in grave danger, meddling with forces beyond our control. He said that this podcast is basically a personal invitation to the devil himself to possess us, and I quote, clearly as evidenced by your podcast, you guys do not have the spiritual armor to be taken on such powerful supernatural beings.
Is he dissing our spiritual armor? Ouch.
Keep in mind, this is an 800-word email. This guy wrote us like a short essay.
Yes, and his sources are The Exorcist, the movie, and the Bible.
To overcome this pervasive dark side is to be indwelt with the only one, the Holy Spirit. Satan is very powerful, and he controls this world. But his miraculous powers are limited, and he cannot foretell future events. The Bible has over 300 prophecies regarding the first coming of Christ in such minute detail that it is unfathomable to explain it away, and documented by many other historical references, such as Josephus and many others. Now, for every prophecy of the first coming of Christ, there are 8 prophecies regarding the His second coming. I wish you all well. I pray that God will reveal His one and only one truth to you. I very much fear you are looking in all the wrong places. Lifeseeker 316, out.
Aw, see, he cares about us. Just a funny way of showing it. Fan mail.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but that letter just made me feel real uncomfortable.
Oh, quit worrying about it, Ben. You're not giving our spiritual armor over here enough credit.
Phil, all I'm saying is that no amount of spiritual armor is going to protect us from people like that.
Little did we know, our spiritual armor would be tested later that day by the storm of the century.
We decided to set up camp in Columbus, Montana. The grounds were beautiful. It was close to a lake, there were lots of trees, mountains off in the distance. It was awesome.
And after our eventful night in Medina, North Dakota, we were really excited to sleep in the absence of fear.
But fate had other plans in store.
So our camp is all set up and we're sitting around the campfire looking up at the stars. And as we're looking around, you can kind of start to see these like huge, dark, black, angry storm clouds moving in all around us.
We were in the eye of the storm, my friends. Surrounded.
And that was around the time that Ben had the brilliant idea to pack up and sleep in the car.
And like the sheep we are, we followed Ben blindly to our demise.
So at lightning speed, we packed up in record time and settled in, waiting for the sky to open up like Armageddon.
And make all the work we'd just done worth it. Here's us in the car.
We basically looked around, and you could start to hear the thunder rolling in. And we decided, I don't know if it's worth staying outside.
Yes, also when we rolled up to this campsite, there seemed to be a good amount of people here. Like a lot of people. Like
they're
it was kind of hard to find a spot. There were so many people. And now I don't see any of them.
It is completely empty.
There's no light. There's no sense of humanity. When we got here, it was a mecca for people to come. And now we have packed up camp and are sitting in the car.
But on the plus side, we have beers.
We have beers.
And we have each other.
And we have each other.
The two most important things.
Beers and friendship.
Let's hope all the windows are rolled up.
Oh, we also have Butzel.
We also have Butzel. He's doing a great job.
Maybe would like to be outside if it rains.
No, he'll flood.
Okay.
He will drown in his sorrows.
Okay.
We can't do that to poor...
All I know is if that shit doesn't rain, I'm going to be very sad.
And did it rain, Benjamin?
It never did. Sorry, Dad.
We were feeling pretty defeated, so we just decided to sleep in the car. It was not comfortable, and it certainly wasn't the peaceful night of Montanan camping under the stars we'd been looking forward to. But there was no way we were setting up camp again.
And I don't know what it was, but like 2:30, all of a sudden we just all wake up at once. And it's like, ugh, this is not working.
But we were exhausted. So we all watched Ben drag his sleeping bag outside, and he slept cowboy style straight on the dirt.
Well, yeah, it's like I was ready for bed. Evan and Shira actually took the time to like set up their tent after this.
And as for Phil, some say he never left the car.
And there you have it, folks. We were threatened by a storm that never came. Did we dodge a bullet, or are we walking the righteous path after all?
Special thanks goes out to Butzel, the houseplant who kept us company on our road trip, and to Ultimate Painting for providing this catchy music. Listen up for more On the Road behind-the-scenes updates next time on After Hours.
If you listened to the last full-length episode of the Looncast, it's called Fragments, you'd know we covered certain questions like what happens after you die, and we covered those questions kind of from a storytelling and philosophical standpoint. In the next episode of the Looncast, we're going to be asking that same question, but we're talking about our bodies. What happens to our bodies physically when we die? Find out next time on the Looncast. There is